I'm joined by Jeanette Bott, President and Chief Executive Officer for the Utah Food Bank, along with Greg Reed, Community Relations Manager for Select Health. Greg, thank you so much for being involved in an effort like this.
Lee, thank you. On behalf of Select Health and Utah Gives Back, it's an exciting time for us to bring more attention to nonprofits who are doing notable work in this time, this chaotic time.
Jeanette, tell me, what changes in your services and amount of need have you seen since the pandemic began?
You know, it's been an incredible change for us. First of all, people have to recognize we're responsible for the entire state of Utah. So we're watching county by county as we've watched kind of the pandemic have an impact. Of course, here along the Wasatch Front has been the largest in changes for us. And we're seeing people who are first-time folks who have never had to have this kind of help before. And so it's been a bit of a challenge for them to figure out where to go and how to do it and what they can do to help their families. And it's more than doubled our experience that we've had to prepare for, both in time and in product that we're serving throughout the state.
Jeanette, as you oversee the efforts at the Utah Food Bank, what measures are you taking to ensure safety of clients and staff?
Well, right off the bat, as soon as we heard this was starting, we eliminated the use of volunteers. So we have not been allowing anyone to come into the warehouse that's not on staff for the Utah Food Bank. For the pantries and the partner agencies that are in the communities across the state, they too have done that same thing, and they've started to serve those recipients. They're utilizing their parking lots. They're doing a drive-through method so people don't have to get out of the car and come in. Social distancing is so important, and then just the ability to be able to have conversations at a distance allows them to collect information, get their food, and be on their way in a quick, very, very quick turnaround.
Information available at utahgivesback.com. Utah Gives Back is presented by Select Health. Jeanette, lastly and most important, how can the public help?
You know, Utah Food Bank for years has always asked the community for three things: food, time, and money. We can't ask you for your time right now, but we definitely still need food donations, and we know families are kind of stocking up for their own families. We understand that. So the option then is to help us with a cash donation. UtahFoodBank.org, our website, gives you some opportunities to either make a donation, you can do a virtual food drive, you can help us recognize the product you want us to use, your money and our buying power. So we'd invite you to please, you know, visit that webpage, UtahFoodBank.org, and see how you can help us in the fight against hunger.
Jeanette, have you seen a change in your clientele?
Yeah, we have, and we've watched it diligently. You know, we're seeing so many families who are first-time users of our services, people who lost their jobs immediately in the service industry and who have never had to apply for this kind of help before. So we've watched them be very careful and diligent how they've been reaching out to areas in their neighborhood. And the one thing that we remind all of those folks is don't hesitate to ask for help. If you don't know where to go in your neighborhood, call 211, use your zip code. They'll direct you to a pantry close to you to where you live. And please don't hesitate to ask for help because it is there.
And Jeanette, let me ask you this. Paper goods. So many of us are in need of paper goods. Are you able to satisfy the needs of those seeking paper goods at your facility?
Well, one thing people need to remember is if you can't buy it in the store, I probably can't get it from suppliers either. We, you know, are continuing to look for the things people are asking for, wipes, sanitizer, paper towels. We diligently are looking and searching the market for those. And as soon as those come to us, they certainly don't stay in the warehouse. They're passed right through to the 202 partner agencies across the state that we help. And we are trying diligently to find that as quickly as we can. But we're just like you. If the shelves are empty at the store, ours probably are empty here.
Greg, where do the efforts of the Utah Food Bank fit in the mission of Select Health?
Oh, right in line. In and around Utah Gives Back, we have Select Health employees and Intermountain Healthcare employees volunteering their time to donate food, to sort food. It's a year-round effort, and Utah Gives Back allows us a forum to keep bringing the attention back to the food bank and all those local pantries.